Welcome to Seth's Daily Podcast. Without you, this wouldn't be possible, and thank you guys for subscribing. On today's episode, we have a interview with Constable John Hicks. How are you doing today, John?
Doing fine. Thank you for the opportunity.
Introduce yourself to the viewers.
My name is John Hicks. I'm the constable in District 2. I've been serving the county in certain different districts. I guess you would say for the last 24 years, rescue squads, fire departments, ambulance service, and now I've stepped into the role of the constable.
How long have you been constable?
I've been the constable for the last 2 years. I ran in 2016 and got beat, but I ran again. I ran in 14 and got beat, and I ran again in 18 and won. So,
what do you love about your job?
I just enjoy, helping the community. Whether it's, just being at a ball game and helping somebody, open a door for somebody, or if it's, leading a funeral procession, or serving papers. I don't really like doing that, but it's part of my job. And when I took this job, I promised the community that if they hired me, I'd do my best, and that's what I've been doing. So,
yeah, what areas is in your district? I know my area is in your district, but I'm not too sure what other areas is.
My district consists of Highway 15 from the Perry County line all the way into Kelly Fork, all the way to the Letcher County line, 160 all the way back to the intersection at the mall. Then it turns and goes up Branham's Creek Road, turns off on 899 to the top of the hill in Caney. And as you follow Branham's Creek out, it goes all the way out to 582 and then all the way to the top of Bill D. Mountain. So it's a pretty good sized district. A lot of good people though.
Yeah, I like how you helped when that storm happened during Easter, the Easter storm. You got trees out of the road and stuff. Not a lot of constables would do that.
Well, I mean, like I said, I enjoy helping the community. No matter what it is, but there's a lot of good people, in this community, and everybody just chipped in and helped out. Brandon Thomas, KSP, he was there, and Adrian Nichols, and everybody chipped in. Seemed like that's what it takes to make a good community. Is the community backs everybody, they support everybody. So
yeah,
being in District 2.
Yeah, our cops are heroes, man. I appreciate your service of being a cop, man.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah. You're running for re-election in 2022, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I won't be on the Democratic ticket. That's simple. That's the only way I can actually put it is, I just, it's hard for me to support a party that is for everything I'm against and against everything I'm for. So, I did change my registration to Republican, and I'll be on the Republican ticket. Doing that didn't change me as a person, but it did change, what election you will be able to vote for me in. So.
Yeah. What does a constable do?
Basically, they're a peace officer. They just ensure the community, that they're there if they need help. My job, it has consisted of serving papers, whether it be a civil summons or, just something that the court needs to have someone aware that they need to come to court or something, and
But I've served papers, basically, you know, I just lead funeral processions for the people in the community. When I get notified that, you know, we have a death in the community, I try to listen to the obituary columns. Some funeral homes will call, some won't. But, you know, I try to do the best I can with listening to the obituary columns to find out if I have anybody in my district or not. I have missed some, so, but that's something else. If someone has, you know, a death in their family and they want me to, you know, lead the funeral procession, you know, my number is on my web page on Facebook, John Hicks Constable District 2. They can contact me or send me a message, and I'll gladly be there. I've been blessed to have a job that they, you know, they help me to be able to go when I need to go and be there for the community. So,
yeah. Do you guys do lake patrols or no? I'm not really sure.
Well, I can say this. You know, we didn't have someone on duty one night, and a lady couldn't get a hold of something, or I can't remember if it was the state police were busy and they couldn't get over here or what, but she thought she seen someone that was breaking into either a barn or something near her home. And she sent me a message on my page, and you know, I verified with the sheriff, asked him if we had anybody out. He said that if I, you know, if I wanted to, and if I had the time to go up there and run myself, so I went ahead and patrolled up Perkins Madden and tried to help out as much as I can. I try to help these guys as much as I can, and I want them to know that I'm there to help them as much as I can. So, you know, it's basically, you know, they're there for us when we need them. So we got to repay them. We got to help them when we can. So,
yeah, I've seen you patrol my area before.
Yeah. It's not that I'm out looking to pull somebody over or anything like that. It's just, you know, I want,
in case something bad happens.
Yeah, statistics, if you read statistics or anything, it'll tell you that just having the presence of law enforcement in the area will drop crime to, you know, upwards of 18%, depending on the area that you're in.
I want to thank you for patrolling, man. It's helped a lot.
That's part of my job.
So, yeah, our cops are heroes, man.
Yeah, I'm proud to know the ones we have in Knox County and our surrounding counties. I'm proud just to be friends with them. So.
Yeah, my constables are our heroes too, man. I appreciate your service to your community, man.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. Well, that's all the questions I have for today, man. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to interview you. And you have a good night, and God bless.
Hey, God bless you too. Thank you.
This has been Seth's Daily Podcast. Y'all have a good night. God bless.